episode 966, One More Try.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? How are you doing? How are you feeling? I know so many questions, right? Am I bombarding you? It's just because I care about you and what you're doing. You know, it has been a crazy, awesome weekend already. My hubby came up, and yes, we are thrilled to have him home. And you know what? Sometimes you just have to give it one more try. One more try in our marriage. One more try, that opportunity of second chances. What are you doing in your marriage? That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. One more try. I couldn't help. Oh my goodness gracious. I was beginning to start the recording after I'd done, you know, I was done writing all these notes and I was like, okay, here we go. Computer, Lord willing, we're going to get through this because I got a football game to go to. And you know my football games. Yes, it's high school football night. And I was like, yes, we can get through this. And it crashed. I was like, oh Lord, please. And then guess what? It crashed. And then it did it again. And I'm like, okay, Lord, just one more try. In our marriage, we need to be willing to give it one more try because giving up means that it's the quickest way that you're going to get to the destruction of your marriage. It's not going to succeed. You're not going to get to where God wants you to be. The one more try may mean you are taking the initiative to make a change yourself. Yes, that means you're looking in the mirror going, what can I change? How can I improve myself? Be a better wife, a better mother? What is it about me? Because we are so quick to point fingers. My husband reminded me of that when he came home. Already, he goes, well, less than 6 hours, she's already pointing fingers at me. I'm already in trouble. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I just kind of sunk. And it was a realization that you still are under construction. God's still working on me. God's still working on you. And you got to be willing to give it one more try. Marriage is a two-way street, but it takes one to give it a chance to grow, to change, to reignite. You just might be that fuel, that spark your marriage needs. One more try. As much as we enjoy kind of pointing the fingers, and yes, you did hear me right. I said enjoy, because what? We don't have to take the blame. We don't have to own it. It's like, it's all your fault. We're good at that. We are so good at pointing fingers, not just at our husbands, but at our friends, at the world, at people in, you know, leadership above us, our jobs, our bosses, anything but ourselves. We don't want to take on the responsibility. It's easier, right? Because then we have to own it. And we don't like to own our own junk. But look at your closet. How much junk is in your closet? Yeah, you know my linen closet. I've had a lot of junk in there, and it felt so good to clean it out. But it took me months to get there. It seemed like forever. And now I can open those doors, and it's like, oh, I love it. That's what you do with yourself when you give yourself that one more try. When you begin to look at what you're doing in your marriage, remember, if you want a strong marriage, a strong, you know, relationship, you want a strong family that can weather any storm out there, you got to have a strong foundation. And you got to be willing to give it one more try. You got to be willing to take quitting out of the equation, because when you quit, you've given up, and it's too easy to give up. You're pointing those fingers. You say, I'm done with this. I'm finished. Well, as you know, in my marriage, I could have been the one to throw in the towel. It would have been easy. When my husband told me he had fallen out of love, that would have been the easy way out. I could have just said, that's it, I'm washing my hands. You don't want this, I don't want this. But me reflecting on what I needed to change, what I needed, notice I'm pointing the finger at me, all fingers, gave us the opportunity for reconciliation. And more importantly, it gave room for God to do his work. Yes, it took my husband, too, in order to give it one more try, right? He had to be on board. I couldn't force him. But I had to do what I needed to do so God could do his work, what he does best. But it wasn't about me forcing. So if I would have just given up and said, oh, well, fine, if that's how you feel about it, that's great, go. Just go your merry way. Whatever, if that's what you want. It would have been easy. But I knew deep in my heart that that wasn't the road for me. Now, understand, not all marriages work out. And maybe not all marriages are supposed to work out. Now, I can't speak directly to your situation, understand that, because I don't know where you've come from and where you are right now. But God does. Are you willing just to throw away everything? Or are you willing to give it one more try? So whether you are looking at one moment or a lifetime of moments, you must lead with the attitude of one more try. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Lead with the attitude of one more try. It's second chances. It allows God to come in and say, yes, I can take this. I can use this. But if we sit here and say, I'm done, which really, that's what society says right now. Think about it. Think about how many friends of yours have gone through a divorce, or two, maybe a couple of them, even three. I know a few of them who've gone five, and I'm thinking, do you see a pattern here? But we are very good at just pointing the fingers, blaming everybody else instead of looking at what we can do, the one more try. So you've got to lead with the attitude of one more try. What does that look like in real life? Because, you know me, I like to get down to the nitty-gritty. I want to give you something tangible that you can work with. And here at Create Your Now, that's what we do. It's something that you can sink your teeth into and say, all right, I can take this and apply this to my life. This is what it looks like. So let's break it down. Number one, accept your own wrongdoings. Oh, dagger in the heart. I don't want to accept my wrongdoings. I want to be right all the time. I hear the temper tantrum coming. Remember, none of us are perfect. We all fall short, every single one of us. Accept you were wrong. Own up to it. You got to accept your own wrongdoings. Because when you do that, what does that really help you do? Think about this. When you say, I was wrong, and I didn't say the word apology in here. I'm just saying you owned up that you were wrong. Now, I do believe there's some other things that go along with that. But you got to own it first. When you do that, what happens? It humbles you. It kind of brings you down literally to earth. It sinks your feet in the sand so you know, guess what? I don't know it all. I'm not perfect. And here's where I've fallen short. Accept your own wrongdoings. Number two, be the change. You need to be the change. Do what you need to do to be the best wife, to be the best husband. Remember the princess and the pea? She got on that mattress and there was a pea in the hidden in the mattress. And they had, you know, she was only the princess if she knew that there was this pea. She would be able to feel it. She would know it. And it was way deep down. It wasn't like it was just right underneath her, you know. No, it was mattresses upon mattresses below. And she knew. She knew that something was different. You've got to be the change. You got to know what you can do. You take that first step forward. You open the door of opportunity for God to allow second chances, for God to allow reconciliation. Let God do his work, but if you're not willing to put it in, guess what? He can't do his job. He can't. Because remember, he gave us free will. And if you're willing to wash your hands of everything and walk away and throw in the towel, then it's done. It's finished. Now, I do believe God can work miracles and that he can change things around even when we do throw in the towel. But that's not what he wants from us. He wants us to sacrifice just as he sacrificed for us. A sacrificial love. So be the change. Number three, extend a second chance. Oh my goodness, I hear it now. You're yelling at me, right? You're going, I've given him 200 second chances. And you want me to give another one? I'm finished. Okay, calm down, take a deep breath. I know these episodes are not meant to raise your blood pressure. They're meant to raise your heart. Now think about that. Sometimes we work more off of emotions and our emotions get the best of us. We got to bring it back, dial it back down, extend a second chance. It's not about him making the changes. It's about the changes and chances you make. Yeah, it falls into your court. Yes, he too, or she too, whichever one, the spouse, the other one, they have to make the decision best for themselves. But you have to do what you need to do. And quite frankly, we are failing at that. And you wonder why we're crumbling, why our families are crumbling. And it crushes me because I look at Hurricane Harvey and now Tropical Storm Harvey and how it's now moving off to the east. But man, it's still coming down with a lot of rain and it's beginning to dissipate, but it's going to drop a few more inches across as it continues out of here. And I think about this storm. And why does it take a storm? Why does it take such a shakeup in our lives to unite us, to bring us together, to understand that there's more than a paycheck, that there's more than a house to live in. There's more than the type of car you drive. There's more than a title. There's more than how many children you have. There's more than whatever, how many shoes you have in your closet, how many pairs of jeans you own. There's more to life. But we have to make our marriage number one, not number two, not number three, not number 500. Most of us have given up after the first, second, or third fight. Well, if I can't win, I'm done. It's all up to him or it's all up to her. Why should I fight if they're not willing? I'm telling you, God's saying you need to fight. You got to get in the game. Lead with the attitude of one more try. Second chances. Maybe you want help. It's hard. I get it. I've been there. I don't know it perfectly. And even with my husband coming up, he threw it back at me. Nicely, he did. But he's like, man, I've been here only not even 6 hours and I'm already in trouble. And I was like, oh, that's a check. That's a reality check for me. I need to go back. Think about what did you do? How did you say it? What was your tone of voice? What did you really mean? Could you have said it a different way? And all of those answers to those questions were yes, yes, and yes. And I owned my wrongdoings. I got to be the change and make the little tweaks. No, I'm not perfect. And when I can, I got to extend those second chances because you know what? In turn, I want those extended to me. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So you got to lead with the attitude of one more try. You want help with that? I would love to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. It's a free coaching call with me. No, it doesn't cost you any money. I promise you. And this is my way of saying thank you. Thank you for listening to these episodes. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for listening. Listening to not my words, but what God and how he's using me to connect with you and the world. So it's my gift to you, but you have to take aim. You have to press on that button, not me. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you. That will begin our conversation. We'll set up a coaching call together. Yes, you actually get to talk to me. And it cracks me up because when I get on the call, they're like, oh my gosh, you really are you. And I'm like, yes, it's me. And I just giggle and I love it. But yes, you get to talk to me and understand that anything that you say, there's a little form that comes up. It comes directly to me. Nobody else sees it. I don't have a secretary or an administrative assistant or anything like that. Those come directly to me. So understand that I treat them highly confidential. Okay. And I want to hear from you. Maybe you just want to make a comment even about the show. Hey, you can do that way too if you want. Also, my email is in the show notes. One more try. What are you battling today? Is it a huge storm? or maybe just a little rain cloud. Whatever it is, give it one more try. God wants the opportunity to walk with you in your life, but you got to give him that opportunity. He's all about second chances. He's all about forgiveness, grace, love, and mercy. But he also requires that of us, for us to extend that. So it starts with you. Let's build that strong foundation. Let's build your family up. Let's reunite and reignite your marriage. Let's make this world a stronger place, because the family, the marriage, is a strong place to be. And let it just glorify God. Go out there, be present, be incredible. Go train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.